Asra, explain why you voted for Donald Trump. What made you, as a Muslim woman, choose him over Secretary Clinton?
The condition of my life has not improved over the last 8 years, and I'm a lifelong Democrat. I'm a lifelong liberal. I believe in progressive values. And so I wanted a new opportunity for change. What I hope will happen, most importantly for me as a Muslim, is that we will deal honestly without obfuscation on the issue of Islamic extremism. That's been my greatest disappointment over the last 8 years. We've been doing this dance. And I know that people have a lot of well-intentioned arguments for why they believe Muslims are better protected by not talking about the Islam and Islamic extremism. But I believe that we have to confront the issue honestly and directly. And I saw in Donald Trump's national security solutions a clarity on that point that is, to me, very important.
I understand that in hearing that Secretary Clinton, that the Clinton Foundation had received money from, you know, Qatar or Saudi Arabia, that also made a big impact on you.
It did. You know, Anderson, I believe in the feminist movement that is the pantsuit revolution. I want to see a woman as the chief executive of the United States of America. But at the same time, I don't want to compromise on values that are really important to me. And the governments of Qatar and Saudi Arabia, to me, as a Muslim, represent the darkest interpretation of Islam that's out there in the world. And they represent a denial of progressive values. That's my moral consistency. And when I saw that first memo that showed the documentation of money from the governments of Qatar and Saudi Arabia to the Clinton Foundation, I was so distressed. What really killed it for me, though, was the email from Secretary Clinton to her aide, John Podesta, acknowledging that the governments of Qatar and Saudi Arabia are funding and financing and supporting the Islamic State and other radical Muslim groups. That's the kind of honesty that I want to see in policy. And unfortunately, for whatever reasons, I haven't seen that delivered in the Democratic platform on solving this issue of terrorism in our world today.